And now let's turn to Hurricane Isabel. Like most of these storms, Isabel is carrying high winds, pelting rain, and it's also pounding surf. North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland are being buffeted by these forces of nature whose power can cause tremendous damage to property and, of course, to people living along the coast. They can also produce dangerous storm surges and inland flooding, affecting people and property well away from the coast. Already, a storm surge of 5 to 6 feet has been reported at Cape Hatteras in North Carolina. Joining us now to talk about storm surges and flooding is Susan Moser. She's a researcher in the Environmental and Social Impacts Group at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. She's with us from her office in Boulder, Colorado, which I note is on high ground, far away from here. Good of you to join us today.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. What exactly is a storm surge?
Well, a storm surge, simply put, is the extra rise in sea level that you experience at any one point along the coast during a storm event. And the way that forms is basically as a result of a number of processes that act together. The most important of those are that wind and waves are pushing the water towards the shore. And that depends, again, on wind speed, how long the storm lasts, the fetch of the storm, as well as on water depths and the shape of the coastal area. The second process is the fact that these storm events have very low atmospheric pressure, and they allow the sea to surface to dome up, if you will. And so if you take those two together, you have a much higher sea level during these events than you would normally have.
And if the storm happens to hit at high tide, you got a double whammy.
Oh, yes, which is actually the case here with Isabel. When it came to shore, it was pretty much high tide. So they have even a third force and process that comes together here.
How do people so far inland sometimes get affected by storms like this?
Well, basically, with a storm of the size of Isabel, you have obviously a lot of rain, not just the wind and the storm surge along the coastline, but you have a lot of rain falling over a vast area. And so you have inland vast amounts of rain falling, and they run off very quickly. In this case, along the mid-Atlantic, we've had a very wet summer, and so the soils are already saturated, so all of a sudden you get these vast amounts of rain. The soils can't take it up anymore. They can't absorb it, and you have a lot of water that needs to run off. So you get huge amounts of flooding inland, and it gets aggravated actually by the fact that, you know, along the coast where all this inland water wants to go, you already have a high sea level, you have storm surge, you know, the water can't run off into the ocean as easily as, you know, if it was a normal sunny day. And so the water can't go anywhere, you have lots of it, and that causes inland flooding to vast extents.
Now, quickly, I know that hurricanes don't often have to be completely destructive events. They can have good effects.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a really dry summer and you get finally, a substantial amount of rain, that can, at least for some of the areas that don't get directly hit, can be of great benefit. You know, some of these natural processes that happen along the coast actually help us move islands that are affected by sea level rise, move them inland, and, you know, typically that's a beneficial effect, except for the fact that we're in harm's way. And so, you know, what we experience and what we're afraid of is all the damages that occur both inland and on the coast.
Susan Moser, thanks very much for being with us. I understand you're getting snow out there, so be careful with that. Susan Moser, a researcher in the Environmental and Social Impacts Group. They're located at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. And for those listeners not affected by Hurricane Isabel, we thought we'd leave you with this scene from The Simpsons.
And the Weather Service has warned us to brace ourselves for the onslaught of Hurricane Barbara. And if you think naming a destructive storm after a woman is sexist, you obviously have never seen the gals grabbing for items at a clearance sale.
That's true, but he shouldn't say it.
We better pick up some supplies.
Stand behind the flaming garbage cans. We'll be letting you into the store 70 people at a time.
Let's just beat him up and take his stuff.
No, do not listen to that man. Remain calm. You will all have a chance to be gouged.
Thank goodness. Oh, there's so little left. Creamed eels? Corn dog? Wadded beef?
Mom, let's just grab what we can and get out of here. This storm is making people crazy.
Creamed eel for dinner. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.